This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study of a wonderful passage of Scripture, Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, which is found in the context of Philippians chapter 1, verses 19 to 26. Here Paul is talking about the possibility of his either dying or remaining on earth and being with the disciples to whom he is writing. And he indicated, "I am in a strait betwixt the two. I face a dilemma," he's saying, "having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you." Now, Paul faced a dilemma either to live on here because it was sweet to live on earth, or to die because it was even sweeter to die and go and be with Christ. Why is this the case? Because life can involve suffering, but it can be great. But what does it mean to say, "To me to live is Christ, and to die is gain"? To be able to say, "To me to live is Christ," and to say the truth when you say it, it must be true of you that Christ is the King of your life. In that connection, I want to call your attention to Acts chapter 2, verse 36, where the Apostle Peter, in closing the record of the first gospel sermon ever preached on this earth, after proving that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, he said to the people who had crucified Christ, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." You remember when Pilate had Jesus before him, he asked him, "Art thou a king?" And Jesus said, "Thou sayest," that is, you say the truth, "I am a king." But he went on to make clear, "I am a king not in rival to your Roman emperor, the Caesar, but I am king of truth," and that he came into the world to bear witness of the truth. To say that Jesus is the king of anyone is to say that he is the ruler of that person. And the only way Jesus rules any person is by his word. The Lord Jesus Christ is not going to speak to you in some still small voice. He has, by the direction and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, guided the apostles and prophets into the writing of the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 5. In order for us to be obedient to Christ, we must be submissive to his word, John chapter 12, verse 48. To be our king is then to rule in our hearts. The Lord Jesus Christ made clear that the kingdom of God is within you. That is, wherever the rule of Christ, the word of Christ, rules in the heart of an individual person, there indeed is the kingdom of God. One enters the kingdom when he is baptized into Christ. He is translated out of the realm of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13. We are baptized into Christ, so that we become a part of that body of which he is the head. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. So, to be able to say the truth when you say, "For to me to live is Christ," you must be able to say that Christ is the King of your life. In the next place, you must be able to say that Christ is the realm of your life. He is that realm where you live, as it were. There's a very important passage found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning with verse 17 and reading on through verse 19, which I wish to read for you. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation." Now notice, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. We cannot be saved without being born again, but we are born again in Christ. When we are baptized in obedience to the word of God, we enter Christ and rise from that grave of water to walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5. But our time is gone for today. Please do be back with us next time as we continue our study of the topic, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."